about this one as well. Okay, maybe this Shabbos and Shomer read Parshas Bahar. This evening's shiur is going to relate a little bit to the shiur we spoke about 2 weeks ago, Parshas Kedoshim. But if you weren't here or you were here and forgot about it, it's okay. You'll be able to follow anyway when it's not interdependent. Parshas Bahar, in the middle of the Seder, we have some of the dina relating to Rudis. The Pasuk says in the first source, Parakof Hei of Ayukah Pasuk Lamed Hei, V'chi Yamuch Achicho Mata Yado, Imach Lechazakbo Gever So Shod Pacha Imach. If a person becomes impoverished, you have to try and support him, help him, and his estate, help get a job or whatever. And Pasuk Lamed Vav, which is relevant to us tonight, Al Tikach Meitam Neshech V'Sarbis. We're not going to just talk about the distinctions right now. Don't take ribbons. Don't take interest. Lend them money and don't charge interest. Or eitz malkecha, v'chei achicha imach, so that your brother will be able to live with you. You charge interest. Anyone that has to pay interest on credit cards or whatever, you know, it's consuming. You know, you buy something for $25, you don't pay interest, you don't pay it on time, and all of a sudden it's $50 and it's $100. You know, it's consuming. So it says v'chei achicha imach, and then again it repeats them on the design. It's kashmach, it'll repeat them on the dash. There's different types. There's loans that have to do with money. There's loans that have to do with food. But okay, that's the issue, to charge ribbis, to charge interest. So the Gemara said in Rav Nasiyah, in the second source, Daf Samech Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara has a machlokas. The Gemara says, Amar Abelazer, machlokas Amaroyim, from Abelazer and Yerfan. Amar Abelazer, ribbis ketsutza yotzim bat yotz of the Dayana. What's ribbis ketsutza? Ribbis ketsutza means fixed ribbis, in effect, which is also midoraisa, meaning a normal case of ribbis. I borrow $1,000, and you insist that I pay back $1,100. You know, there's a fixed amount that we agree to, and that you're charging me for the $1,000. I have to give you back the principal of $1,000, plus I have to give you back another $100. That's a classic, ordinary ribbis, paying back more than you borrowed. That's called ribbis ketsutza. That's also midoraisa. And the Beloved says, ribbis ketsutza yotza v'dayanin. The Bezdin, we'll see shortly, the Bezdin get involved. Yotza v'dayanin means the Bezdin will intervene, and will, in effect, take care of getting the borrower the money back, the extra money that he paid. But avak ribbis ain't yotze b'dayanin. Avak ribbis for our purpose is ribbis only on a drabon level. Meaning, I borrow $1,000, I pay you back $1,000. The only thing is, but I also buy you a present, and I give you a much fancier shalach manos than I would ever give you otherwise. Some other thing, I you get extra, not from the loan itself. When it's the loan itself, that's called ribbis ketsutza. That's the exact ribbis. I pay you back more than I borrowed. I pay about the same amount, but you get other favors in exchange. So, not just money, but it was also wasn't the time of the loan. There are a lot of differences. Some are going to write now, but that's the right of the Rabbanan. There's a different story when it's a bank. It's a different right. We're talking about private. For right now, we're talking about private. There's a different dealing with a corporation. Also a problem, but not for right now. Yeah.
Regular bank.
Yeah, well, not for right now.
Yeah. Was required to do that.
Right.
Second one says, like,
So there are a lot of different things. Tonight's is not about ribbis. Let's talk about it one time. Anyway, that's the sheet of the laws of Yochanan. This is Yochanan said, I feel ribbis ketsutza nami ain't a yotzim b'dayanish. Even ribbis ketsutza also doesn't go about the yotzim, doesn't intervene. Take a look in Rashi for a minute in source number 3, there in Rav Nasiyah, Samach Alma Beis. It's where those adkan ribbis ketsutza, Rashi says, what does it mean? V'chofen also bezim lahachter. Bezim will force the lender to give the extra in another case of ribbis ketsutza. In other words, you pay them back $1,100, the bezim will get involved, and they will force the lender to pay back the extra $100, return it to the borrower. You only want to get back what you lent him, not extra. Rashi adds the word in tovo b'chayav uz toveya. That's a further machlokes. Rashi says it only works, you know, the bezim only get involved if the borrower comes to bezim to listen, this guy charged me interest. But in general, the bezim won't get involved. That's how Rashi went. Anyway, the Gemara asks back in the second book. The Gemara says, I skipped a few lines that I didn't print from the Gemara. The bottom of the page, where that break is number 2, the Gemara asks, Samach Aleph and Beis, let's see, my time of the Belezer, what's the Belezer's reason saying that by ribbis ketsutza bezim gets involved? He says, our pasuk, the Omar Kor, v'chei achicha imam, what's the pasuk here in Parshas Bahar, that the brother live with you, ahadah leki hechet enichei. You have to keep after the person, so to speak, so he can live. The business has to get involved. That's part of the job of the business, to maintain, you know, law and order and so on and let people survive. Rashi explains in the fourth source, V'chei achicha imach, rei shei dekor, abu ribbis. That's the first part of the pasuk. He's talking about ribbis. Al-tikach mito neshef esabish, and so on. So that's what the phrase, V'chei achicha imach, has to do with interest, and here's the Belez's source. That's why the Bezin has to intervene and get the lender, they have to borrow his money back, make the lender pay it back. That's really the truth of, that's the Belez's riot from the Pasuk in our Chumash, our Pasuk in our Parsha, the Chei Achicha Imach. The Gemara asks, as it often does, and again, back in verse 2, the top of the Salah Beis Malach, Rabbi Yochanan, what is Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Stutza Bezin doesn't get involved, right? So Rabbi Yochanan disagreed with the letter and says that Bezin does not get involved. But what does he do with the Pasuk, which was the raya that Rabbi Lezer brought that Bezin has to get involved? So here's the famous Gemara. This part of the Gemara is famous. The first part is less famous. But this is the famous part. And the Bailek, that's what we spoke about a couple weeks ago. The Bailek of the Tanya, the famous prize of Shnayim Shalom Alfim. There are two people traveling in the desert or whatever. We'll be out Echav and Kitzon Shomayim. Only one of them had a chance. Or it shows in Shnayim. They seem to split it, they'll die. And both are right. And shows Echav and Magili. So one of them will drink it. He'll get to civilization. He'll get back to a populated area. So what do you do? Sadar Shpem Tatura Mutam Shistu Shnayim Yamusla. You Echav and Benisos and Shavero. Okay. As Rashi explains, we're talking about a case where they both die. He missed his name, he also, but someone those four straight not to the there's not enough water for both of them. So the person, Ben Ventura, says, well, you've got to split it anyway and let whatever happens. After you can't drink water watching somebody else die of dehydration. Right? Atzibor Bekiva, and then the Bekiva came and said, no, believe me, Bechei Achi Chirach, our pastor, Bechei Achi Chirach. Rabbi Akiva says that this pastor teaches Chayecha Kot and the Chayecha Verachot. The Kiva Darshan to the Chayachi Chimach, so there's nothing to do with it. The Chayachi Chimach comes to teach us Chayacha Kodna, the Chayacha Vercha. So the Gemara in context, we ask, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the Pasuk that the Lezer brings to the Raya, the risk Tzutza Bezim will make the lender give it back to the borrower? He learns the Pasuk of Chayachi Chimach from something totally unrelated to Ribbis, a more general din, Chayacha Kodna, the Chayacha Vercha. Okay? How do we know? Because the Chayachi Chimach, we're actually coming for a school. What does it mean? Imach, Chayacha Kodna. Your brother shall live with you. You're first. That's the drasha. Now, having talked about ribbis, I just want to digress for a moment. It's an interesting machlokas regarding this. What do you mean yotzeh b'dayanan? What do you mean bezin gets involved? How involved do they get? They can actually go seize property and so on. That's happened to machlokas or shonim. Again, there's 5 points. The Sefer Chinuch, yeah, let's see. Yeah. The Sefer Chinuch says in Mitzvah Shin Ben Gimel here and there, he says, Zeh ribbis ktutos min haTorah, etc., and that's how. You know how ribbis work. I got nothing, and you're waiting to be paid back for your lending the money. Okay, that's ribbis. That's also the Torah. The all of your omers of halavocha ribbis tutsiyos v'danim. Klomar says the same comes down to the second line. Shebezdin yordim lemichse hamal v'motzian v'mina. Bezdin will go to the property of the lender and seize the extra $100. Kemo b'gzeilus v'chamolus. Like all the cases, the guy stole money, whatever. Bezdin will get involved. However, he does add the yeshmanof as the chinuch only. He says the yeshmanof fortune. Some say Shapisha Yotzudem Lein and Kfiya. No, they can't actually go force the guy. They can't raid his property to put a lien or something, seize his assets, whatever the modern equivalent would be. But rather, Kof and Bezin, beat him, whatever, Bezin will do other things, like by Kemosho, to the Chomi Shomer Shalom Yahat, the Mitzvah Sasei. Bezin can get it. A guy refuses to be kind of Mitzvah, so Bezin can, Mach him Ocean and so on. Well, the assumption is, right, that's true too. I gave him care of him. I should take him out. We're talking about the loan.
No, what about the loan?
We
didn't say the bank. The loan itself.
That's like Zayla probably would be. Not sure. Anyway, okay, but that the Chinuch says that's what it means here. However, the Chinuch Rosh brought this degree. Here, remember, the Chiesa Halam Bay, do us a little. He says, Mistabrili, so it's number 6. The low Yotzibadan Loretta to the Chosel come out. It doesn't mean they can go actually seize his property. Okay? Elishu mitzvah lahachzir is a mitzvah on the lender. I'm sorry, on the lender to give back the extra money they took back. Mitzvah, say kofar also, and he brings the rice and wrong suit. Talk pay vav other like a guy says, I'm not going to build a sukkah. I'm not going to take a lulav. Right? I say sukkah any osa, tol lulav any osa. So makin osa ben out. Truth is makin osa teshah hapsa osa ben. But anyway, that's the difference. The Rashi says machlokes v'chinuch Rashi. The milkei osay, milkei osay. Source 7. In the Messiah Lamdal on the page of the Rift presents this machlokes. Ribbis Kutzah, who kofen also Bezin Mahasir. Bezin would force him, like by any other mitzvah, say. Okay? But he says in the second level, Ain Bezin Yard and a Chosov, will be Shain the Chosov Meshubad and Lachach. That's what it depends on. Are you in the Chosov considered Meshubad for this? You know, is there like a lien on it? And he brings a riot because otherwise it should apply to the next generation also. Let's say the lender died. Okay? So now now the borrower claims from the Yorshim. So sin with the dinners you don't. So therefore that sounds like it's not in the Chosmish Water, therefore it can't mean that they seize his property. And it's like what other Gezel, because Cain Das or Ashba, the Hiskin would die to Arandar, okay, that's the Ran, okay, and that's what it means Yosef Adarne. Now then the nucleus of the second part goes on to something else. Okay? Let's say by we said according to Belezer,
the Parakribis, then the Sat Yosef is going to, whatever doesn't get involved means, whether it means they seize the property or they just try and, quote unquote, to make him offer, can't refuse, persuade him, you know, physically to do whatever it means. But what about Avakribis? Avakribis, you don't have to say.
That there was no agreement.
No, there was an agreement. But it was an agreement against the Torah. Torah said you can't make such an agreement. Torah said you can't make such an agreement. I agree, yeah. But it doesn't matter.
With
against the Torah. Yeah, right. With or without an agreement. Doesn't make a difference. The second thing
that
even if there was yes an agreement, right, you're not allowed to write it. It doesn't matter. That's right. Now, doesn't matter. You're not allowed to. That doesn't matter what you want. Okay, now, the second thing that Mekiyosis says is something else. Okay, this is a further machlokas. What about Lotzis Ladei Shamayim? Avakrib is only Rubis Rabbanon. So there, even Rav Elazar says you don't have to pay. The Bezim won't get involved. But is there still a mitzvah on the lender anyway? He wants to be a firm guy before the kipper. Is there a mitzvah on the lender to pay back even in the or pay back whatever he got, give back the present or whatever, even on the Rabbanon level? So he says, one second. So he says, well, He says, in Bolot, the Shemayim, Chai V'Hafter. Because they draw a parallel. Rabbi Yochanan, who said even Avakribis, Rabbi Yochanan says, even if it's Ketzutza, you don't have to pay, but you have to give back to the Shemayim, because it says, Ve'eritim Melkecha, okay? But not only they doesn't. So Rabbi Yochanan says by Avakribis, Rabbi Yochanan says by regular, by Deraisa Ribis. The Tosfos has this discussion. Also, Tosfos here, but see, it's now facing an olive.
The Rambam Parsons Hilchos Mavulova Paragdal of the Gimel 10. The Rambam says, "Avavishar Mavulova over a Kolel 11 ain't local enough. First of all, there's no malchus on this law of charging interest and paying interest. Why? Because you always straighten it out. Right? You can always pay it back. There's no malchus when it's nitan leshovel. I charge you the extra $100 and I'll give you back. So there's no malchus. Okay. And the Rambam says the Avavishar Gimel umotzian also min amalchus. He says you take it back. That does that mean you can raid his property? It's not so clear. Not so clear from the Rambam." Not so clear. The Rambam in Hilchos Malah Vlova Paragraph Alocha Aleph and Source 11 says Rebbe Shaltari gives several examples of Rebbe Shaltari. He says Yotzei B'Dayanin, but again, we're not really sure what the Rambam means by that. So Rambam said that was my focus. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Rebbe says in Yoredei Tzim Kuf Samach Aleph Tzibbeis, Paskin Avak Rebbe Eina Yotzei B'Dayanin. That's Rabbanon. But Bimbal Lotzei Dishmaim Chayev Lahatir. The Chaver Paskin that goes with Shalom will say you do have to give it back. Okay, it's the Yotzei Dishmaim. And it's if hey, he writes, Rabbi Doraisa, Yotze B'dayonim, show kofun makin osar to take the nafsho, but the mechaber pasim, avo ein bezin yordan l'fasso. Bezin can't seize the property, but rather they should try and persuade him, and the Shach says, Zion 13, kedin shar, this is to say, the sin v'chei achicha imach. Okay. All that is by Rabbi, huh? Okay, so you have to figure out what... It was on the bottom level, I don't think there's anything wrong. Okay, I don't know. Okay, now, getting back to our topic, what I really wanted to talk about. Very good. I'm glad you noticed it. Shach quotes the Chechichimach being used to say the Chechichimach that by Mitzvah say, right, to good horror and may come in later. Very interesting point. Very interesting. Glad you noticed it. All right, now.
Is the way the Shulchan are bringing it down, or Shulchan, isn't that Pasha Shashi?
I think so.
Yeah, right?
I think they're always like that. Yeah. Okay. Now, the question is like this.
So that's the din. The reason I talk about Rivas, because this is a din that Rivas Kisutsu Yosef is on it. Plain English, or in plain Yeshiva, we pass him like Rabbi Loza, right? Rabbi Yochanan says even Rivas Kisutsu ain't a Yosef Adana. But we just saw in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch that Rivas Kisutsu is Yosef Adana like Rabbi Loza. Where did Rabbi Loza learn this from? The Chayach Yichimah. Can I 1 second? So what happens now to the drosha of Rabbi Akiva of a Chayach Yichimah, Chayach Kodman? In other words, it sounds like it's a machokes. And is that the machlokes but the Akiva also? And as the Akiva quoted the pasuk Chayach Yimach to say Chayach Kodmin, and that's the Yochanan told. But Rabbi Lezer learned something else. Rabbi Lezer, the Amora, Talmud of Yochanan actually, he learned the Chayach Yimach for something else. Okay, so the Rosh wonders, and that's what the Rosh getting at. Entire case even involved there in both the Sia. 1 second, what happened to? What do you mean we learned from the Chayach Yimach Chayach Kodmin? Says the Rosh, we often got the high crowd of Rabbi Lezer with Kutsa Shia to the eye. So how could you learn Chayach Kodmin from that pasuk? So you could answer that one of two ways. Either Taka, you're right, or we keep have a different Rosh, and therefore, but we who paskim like Rabbi Lezer may hold that Chayach Kodmin either doesn't exist or can't be learned from that pasuk. Okay, or, but that's not what the Rosh answers. The Rosh answers, Hach Drosh, I understand Akasha, the Rosh is asking, we accept the sheet of Rabbi Lezer that Rubis Kisutsa is Yotzeh B'Dayana, and it's in the Rambam like that, and Shulchan Aruch like that, and he learns that out. So, where do you learn Chayach Kodmin from? That's who I've offered up the high crowd that Rabbi Kiva quoted Dorch Lerub Lezer Rubis Kisutsa She Yotzeh B'Dayana. The answer is Hach Drosh and Me'imach. It's kind of like the split of potatoes. Chayach, the Chayachicha, that's the din baribis. Imach, Imach implies, you know, your life is his life, the second of Chayach HaKodesh. Right. The Marsha says the same thing. Okay, similar. The Marsha in the Chedush HaKodesh Mavasi, it's printed on South Bay, and it's probably the same, but that's what it's printed in 15. He says, the Chayach HaKodesh, Chayach HaKodesh, the Milas Imach, Mashman Sheheh, Sheheh, Hu, Tothala. So it comes out, interestingly enough, and that's that we're learning, at least according to the Rosh, and it seems like the Marsha, we're learning two drushes in this puzzle. Because it seems that the Rosh and the Marsha were bothered. It sounds like we're passing like both. We are passing like a Kiva, Chayach HaKodesh. On the other hand, we pass like a Belezer that Rivas Kisutsa is Yotzeh B'Dayanim, but they both learned their principles after the same puzzle. You can't usually do that. Okay, so we're kind of splitting it. So I mean, a parrot, you're on the page. I don't have on a sheet, but Tosa in a parrot. He has the other way, because after all, Rabbi Akiva came first. Where does the Malazo learn Chayach Kodmin from? If he uses the Chayach Yichimach for the local din by Rivas, where does he learn the more complex din of Chayach Kodmin from? Yishlomar the Rasko and receive Imach. Hi, Vim Tom, Vim Kulach. So why do you split like that? He says, no, because you can't take the Pasuk totally out of context. Let's remember, it says there's been a parrot, where did the Pasuk come from? From the parasha here in Parashat Bahar, which is talking about Rivas. It wasn't talking about two guys in the desert with only one canteen of water. He says you don't take a sort of ain mikyos of Pshuto. You can't take the pasuk completely out of context. So you can learn two different things. So kinds have been apparent. Now, let me do one more thing. Yeah, 1 second. Hold it. So the Ritva and its Chiddushin spells it out. As always, the very clear. Here, Rishon says Ritva writes here, but Matias on place and out. Ad shemar v'kiv limit pirish ulu Rav Lazer lo kasha. Don't look at Tarsi shami nemino. The chay achicha ulu Rav Lazer v'yimach with the v'kiva. Teda. He says you got to say it. Because the Kaimel and Kribi Kiva, the Kaimel and Kribi Lezer. We were passing like both of them. How do we know it's not to be passing like Kribi Kiva? You look at the next page, it's a famous rule. Erevin daf mem vam aveiz, Yiv Yaakov, Reb Zika, Amu, Halacha, Kribi Akiva, Mechavero. And Rashi writes in 18, Halacha, Kribi Chavero, Bechol Tuchta. That's a general principle. Whenever there's a machlokes of Kiva against one of his colleagues, the Kiva against one of the other Tamayim, Halacha, Kribi Kiva, Mechavero. Halacha, Kribi Kiva against his colleague. When it's the Kiva against the group, and then Mechaverov, the majority is the other way, then we don't pass the Kiva. When it's the Bekiva against one person, pass the Kiva. So here it's the Bekiva against Ben Tutura. So Halacha follows the Bekiva. And we saw in the Shulchan Aruch that Halacha follows the Belazer. How can it be? So that's what he says. You learn two things. Mincha Schinach and Mitzvah Reis Tadeh Rasivah, Reis Tadeh Rav here, in Oshchol Gimel. Ki Bekiva is really Halacha the Chayach HaKobim, but Vai Ba Halacha the Bekiva Mechaverov. So therefore, we have no spirit. The interesting thing is now, is Adkan these Rishonim. Interestingly enough, the Rambam never quotes the din of Chayach HaKodesh. Rambam does not bring, I wouldn't have the, whatever the audacity to say, but I want to talk about it. The Rambam does not bring the din of Chayach HaKodesh. the case of Akiva. Now, staggering does not in this context. So the Binyan Sion, it's also number 20, the Binyan Sion of Jakob Esslinger, who was a very important German postdoc. Again, I've pointed out many times, his Talmud was more famous than his Talmud, the Shem Shofar Hirsch. He's going to give smicha to Shem Shofar Hirsch. So the Yaakov Esslinger and the yeshiva they studied the Aruch Lanier. So the Shulis are called Binyan Sion and Sion Kuf Ayin A. He was asked the following question. Okay, this question. He says, Hikshamar Nere, etc. In the second line, Avachipasi Baharamba Milchus Rotzeach Ubershar Mekomos Hanogi Linyan Zeh Velo Mosasi Shehetik Din Zeh. I looked around, okay, and he did it without the Barilan or Otsa Chochma search. He was able, he said, I looked wherever I have to look. I'm never bring Ritzorki and Tuma. Okay? Shalozo Bivad, and don't tell me because the case never comes up. Shadarkala Hachikola Dinim, Ashalon Nagel case. The Rambam quotes everything, even Dinim that don't apply nowadays. And he says, and certainly this Dinim, which could come up nowadays, could come up. People are stuck somewhere. Could happen. So the reason Sion is bothered by this cash also. Why does the Rambam never bring the Dinim of Chayacha Kotin? So he brings two terrors, he gives two terrors in one. Alzeh Ashi, Lufiyam Avu, Besugi, Romansi, he quotes the Arsugi, Romansi, we talked about. He says, well, basically, he says that the Lezer learned out from the Chayachi Chimach the law about local law about rivers. And Umashma, he said, the Lezer, the third line of that next paragraph, the Lezer, the Tzorach caller, is Tutsa Lo Darshina Hadi Akiva. How do you like that? And maybe he doesn't hold like that, Akiva. The Ein Lomar, Ein Lismo, the Fizah, who otherwise is Anoi, okay? And it's a technical one. It's a hashta. Kevon de Harambam Hilchus Mabel Velova. We just saw it. Pasuk Rebelezer. There was Tutsa Yosef Danim. Dal Korkach Asher Vecheyachicha. Lo Yachol Lipsof Rabbi Akiva. Kevon de Leslan Kolot. That's what Akiva says. The Binyan Sion again. So we saw in the Rosh and the other Rishonim. He says the Rambam holds. Never mind all this fancy thing. You split the drush in two. Rambam doesn't hold like that. The Rambam holds Vecheyachicha Imah. We accept the Rebelezer. Rebbe Tutsa Yosef Danim. And therefore that pasuk is not free to tell you that there's a din of Chayach HaKodman. Therefore, the Rambam does not quote the din of Chayach HaKodman, so does the Binyan Sion. Now, he quotes the Rosh. He's aware that the Rosh holds this funny way of splitting it. He says the Pashas is not like that. He quotes the Benaparitz, and the Pashas, that's the new Benaparitz. He quotes coming there in Paris and so on. He says the Dochas, and he says the Rambam Paskins, I'll be Pashas this way. Now, the Rambam also doesn't bring Ben Keturah, so we're not going so far as to say the Rambam Paskins like Ben Keturah. But the Rambam does not bring the din of Rabbi Kiva Chayach HaKodman, because he knows the Pashas, right? Right. Now, in the second paragraph, he adds something else. He quotes himself. He says something else. He says, Tosas discusses in Yavamas, and Afnun Gimel Beis, actually, Tosas starts on the Gimel Beis, goes over to the Dalam Lap. Jump down for a second, 21. I printed it there. The Tosas starts on the Gimel Beis, Ain Onis. But in the part that's on the Dalam Lap, the Protea, Gufa, come on, the Sphere. Svarahu, the my cousins, that's what we talked about a couple weeks ago. Remember, I can't, if my life's in danger, I can't, they say, either you shoot this guy, I'll shoot you. I can't shoot the other guy, because the Torah's expression is, who says my blood is any redder than his? Who says my life is more valuable than his? Right, that's the Svarahu called my cousins. Who, what makes you think that you're more important? He says, but the Zelo Shaykh says, Mantir also Laharik be a dime. That's only a situation where they force you to actively kill somebody. But if they force you to passively kill somebody, like for example, they want to throw you on top of a baby. This guy weighs 250 pounds. A little baby is this big. He's going to crush the baby. He's going to kill the baby. That's not called be a dime. It's like he just fell on it, right? So then you're allowed to let yourself be thrown onto the baby, says Tosus. Because why? Because Ibka. He said, remember Ibka. My chaz dama de chavri sum katrei. Who says the baby's life is more than my life? The other way around. Who says his blood is better than mine? To be a dime, actively kill somebody that I can't do. But the past will be that you can do. Okay? So he says, however, the Ain Mitzvah has to cover the Gufa, the other of a Chayach HaKodman. Exactly, it's also said. It's Chayach HaKodman. Now, what the Binyan Sion says in the second paragraph is in such a case, even Ben Petura would agree. Even Ben Petura would agree that you, in such a case, he says, and here's what he brings up, here's what I think he's getting at. He says, what do you mean Chayach HaKodman? Is that automatic? It's always Chayach HaKodman? Okay? Or it's yours? Or does Ben Petur always say, it's okay, you always have to get the other guy? Says the Binyan Sion, look at the third line of that paragraph. What about Hine Eshri Stapeik Ben Petur? In Baal Hamayim, Od Lo Shosa Klal. Let's say the guy, you know why the first guy ran? We're traveling together. I have a canteen full of water. You have no water left. You know why you have no water left? Because you drank your soul. I didn't drink anything. Now we're going to say, well, you know, Ben Petur says, sorry, you got to split it. What do you mean? I don't have anything yet. That's why he has no water. Ben Petur will still say, no, you got to split it because you're Echav Misas Chavero. He's been drinking. I'm parched. I've been the last 4 hours. I haven't drunk anything. I was rationing my water, whatever. Right? So he says, would you still say it like that? Or that's like passive. Or I'm going to throw in something else. Let's say it's a variable. Let's say I'm much more healthy than the other guy. This guy is sicker. This guy, I have a stronger constitution. I'm in better shape. Whatever. There could be lots of things. You know, it's very hard to say either way. The other guy doesn't depend on some of the other factors. So basically what the Vinyantian says, that the he says, it really comes out that sometimes Ben Ketura will say, will agree, and sometimes Rekiva may say the other way, meaning, if I can't understand it, being correctly, there are other factors. And that's why the Rambam doesn't quote a blanket rule, there's too many variables. Okay, it seems to me that's what being seen at least partly saying. Okay?
The lack of water.
Yeah.
And the situation of
not having
throwing on
a baby is very simple, yeah.
You're not doing anything.
Right. So in such a case, that's what he says, because he says in that case, even Ben Ketura agreed with Chayach HaKodesh, in such a case, because it's passive. Anyway, so this is the, that's the Binyan Tzion in this Kasha. Yerucham Perlo, 22, his beer on the Sefer Mitzvahs are in the Sadegon, Esei Chof Hei. Yerucham Perlo wrote this, it's like a Peter commentary on the Sefer Mitzvahs are in the Sadegon. So he also quotes the Machos and Ben Rekiva, and he's bothered also that the Kiva Rebbe Rezer uses the Pasuk, that's how he paskins. And he brings another case that's similar also, Gemara Nadarim, Mayan Shulbanei, you'll see the Gemara inside momentarily. And he said the Rambam doesn't bring that din either. The Rambam doesn't quote any of these dinim of Chayach HaKodna. Okay, and the Ruchem fellow also says, the last word, the next page, Diladidan, the Kaimel and Kerbalezer, we who paskin like Kerbalezer, it's like the first verse of the skin. It's the Rechach Kol, the Rivers Ketutza, Shiyot, and the Bayonin. We use that pasuk as something else. Therefore, you have no pasuk to teach you the Chayach HaKodesh. And maybe you can put the two dinim together, that like the two answers being seen together. The second answer is that maybe there are other variables and so on. Perhaps there would be a machlokas. What's the case that he's referring to? It's printed in 23. In the Darim Daf Pei Amitayis, Mayon Shel Bnei Ha'ir. There's a spring or a stream, and people on a mountain, let's say. Okay, that's how Rashi, on the Darm, it may not be Rashi, that's printed, wherever Rashi's printed, you know, they say it's the Mepharish, we're not sure it was actually Rashi, whatever it was, 24, he says, you have two towns, and one town is higher up on a hill, and the other town is lower down the hill. So during the winter time, it snows, so the water makes a stream and comes down, that's where the people get their water. But let's say this particular winter was a mild winter, they didn't have too much snow, so the people in town A are going to drink the water, by the time there's nothing left to trickle down, to group two, the village number two. The answer is, never mind. The people get the water first. It's Chayach HaKodesh, Chayach HaKodesh, that's the one of them, Pam Abayis, okay? And they can stop it to go to their town, because Chayach HaKodesh, and even if other people left it up, Chayach HaKodesh, Chayach HaKodesh. In the Dharma, you learn the Ran on the page. So 25, the Ran says, Hayotzim ir Chayen v'Chayach HaKodesh, Chayen Chodesh, Chayach HaKodesh. Okay, Sheim is a river that goes through a stream. Sheim ain't no mask with his cool and steals and kind of cut them. It's a Chayen Kodman. Just like Kedashina Beresh Tarakas, Beresh Tarakas, and Nesha, the Rekim is in of a Chayach Chichima. You hear the Gemara in the Dharam extends it not only to one person, some people in the desert, one guy out of water, but even to the whole town. That's what Tosas there says also. Mayan Chobanir and so on. So he says it's not a stream, it's a spring. They all drink from the same water, whatever, the same thing. Okay? So now we have at least two different possibilities of why the Rambam didn't bring either the din of Chayach HaKodesh by the Rekiva Ben Ketura or the din of the Chayen Kodman by the village with the water. I'd like to suggest perhaps a different mahalach, a little bit different way of thinking. Okay, this basically we spoke about a couple of weeks ago. There is a din, V'Hachar Echa Kamofa. Right, that's the plus in 27, Precious Kedosh, or Yukha Frank, that's plus in Chet, V'Hachar Echa Kamofa. Rashi's famous comment, on Rekiva is that called Gorba Torah. Beautiful. What's the targum in that plastic targum? That is on Ezekiel 29, there in Parshat Kedoshim. What does it mean? You have to have kamocha. Shvach min chavecha de min ad sarilach or tavid lei. Whatever you dislike, don't do to somebody else. We spoke about a couple of weeks ago. Whatever you don't like, don't do to somebody else. And that reminds us of the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph Bet Aleph, in the Gemara with Hillel and Megir, right? And the Gemara in Shabbos, Shuv, Maitre Menachri Echad, Shabbos Nei Shammai, one guy came to Shammai and asked to convert him, standing on one foot, whatever exactly means, in one moment, the Shammai had some kind of a ruler in his hand, he waves the guy, get out of here, I'll stop wasting my time, and the Kiva says, no, Shabbos Nei Hillel, the Girei, Whatever you don't like, don't do it to somebody else. Zuli kala tarku, that's the whole Torah. The Ida, Perusha, Zilmo, the rest is all commentary, go learn. Okay, and then the Rashi explains. Okay, fine. We don't have to go into all that detail now. That's the sugi there in Shabbos. So now the truth is, the sugi in Shabbos, Hillel never mentions the Alter Rebbe come up. Hillel just says, he doesn't say it. Hillel just, strike, Hillel does not connect his ruling to the Alter Rebbe come up.
But he assumes the same thing.
But no, because same language, but the Targum Yonasan, we mentioned the Yonasan Azil, if this is the same as the Azil, the Talmud of Hillel, the greatest of Hillel's Talmudim, but we assume the Targum Yonasan, that we have probably, it's not the same as the Azil, but whatever it was. The point is, a well-known drasha, the Kiva says, call God of a Torah, and presumably that's what Hillel is referring to, even though, again, I just want to point out for the sake of some like honesty, Hillel never ties into the Alter Rebbe come up, but the Targum Yonasan did. And so does the Smack. The Mitzvah says, test number 32, and so is the Iranian in Tereshch of Dal, the old version of Lamed Ches. What does it mean? Again, Shalom Lasso, so don't do bad things. In quotes, take them on Shabbos. So all the Rishonim and many before Shem Chumash, they all say, what does the Lecha Kamocha mean? Don't do it to somebody else which you wouldn't want done to yourself. So the Marsha, and that took in Shabbos from Hillel and the convert, Lamed Alpha, the Shagoras, the Amach, the Aleph Sani, asked Marsha, isn't that interesting? The Hazar HaKamach is formulated in the positive. So why isn't it translated by the Targum and the do to someone else what you would done? Why did it put it negative? Don't do to someone. The Hazar HaKamach is a positive expression, right? Yes, I'm the Gam Shom Alosh and Targum, Shechem Alshonim, as they spoke in the Shonim, we call Malcolm, am I seen a Lama 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 Shalila? Why did it put it in the negative? Don't do to somebody else. Aleph Sani and so on. Havala the member, Srachim, the Chavar Kachla Seich, do to someone else. Would you want something done to you? He says, because where does Atman come from? It comes in the Pasuk of Losika Losidor, not the take revenge and bear grudge. And he says, no, the Pasuk in the context means don't do to somebody else. And look at the last line. Aval gabe las lasos lo tova, to do something good for somebody else. Lo koma v'hafta kamocha. That's not v'hafta kamocha. Why? Kedamina chayecha kolmina chayechicha. Because, one second, it's a stira. Rahazar HaKamocha would seem to be a steer with Chayecha Kol and Chayecha Vercha. Because Rahazar HaKamocha means I'll be Pasha's what? Do to someone else exactly what you would do to yourself. Okay?
When you're not losing out.
Oh, one second. Oh.
5 minutes later.
Hold on. Okay, hold on. So it sounds, but the Bar Shoh understands that Chayecha Kolman, but now you could answer why is it a steer? Chayecha Kolman, yeah, in a life and death case, Chayecha Kolman. Right? But he clearly understands it to be broader than that. And he says there's a sickle steer between Rahazar HaKamocha and Chayecha Kolman. Therefore, he says the does not mean do in a positive. Just means don't harm him. Don't in the next, you know, neutral. Don't do to someone else what you wouldn't want done to yourself. That's the Marshal's explanation as to why they put it in the negative. Okay, is that about what we mentioned the other doctors had a bubble? Do no harm, right? Do no harm. Just stay neutral. But to actively do something, that's not the Alter Rebbe come over. And therefore, okay. So now that's the Marshal's answer. That's why there is no v'hafta chamocha actively doing something, because actively doing something could be a steer to chayecha kodmin. If I'm going to go, okay, but you're right. But
that's most of the time.
Well, I don't know. Is that true? Is that true?
I only want a cup of coffee. Chayecha kodmin.
Right.
But if I don't want any coffee,
I know, but maybe during that time, I could be making a trade on the stock market. I mean, whatever, you can always find, we'll see later, you can always find the terrace not to do something. Right? I got to take care of myself. I don't feel like going out to help you. Now, anyway, Now, however, that's all good if you heard, like, learn like the smog, like the rain, that is only don't do harm. We discussed a couple of weeks ago, the Rambam in several places says that Hatzal HaKamocha, in fact, requires positive deeds. So, for example, in the Shorosh test, he says, Masha Tzivano B'chem Lo Rachmonos HaTztok V'Chesed V'Hu Amar HaHatzal HaKamocha. It's not just don't do, but it means do chesed, do good things. And in Mitzvah to say Reish Vav, that's Hatzal HaKamocha. It says, Shetieh Chem Lo Si V'Avos HaKi, Ke Chem Lo Si V'Hatzal HaKi B'Mamono U'V'Gufo. And that sounds like, and Kol Masha Eretzel Atzmi, Eretzel Lo, like you were saying, not just don't. The Rambam puts it in the positive. In Hilchos Deis, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel 37, the Rambam says, Tavzal Kamocha, Tzorach L'Saper Mishrochav, you should talk positive about somebody else, and then speak nicely and praise him. That sounds like more than just don't do harm. Same thing in Hilchos Matnasim, Perek Kas Halacha Yud 38, Pinyon Shurim, which is an active deed. The Rambam also says you don't do Pidya Shvuyim, you violate the very end numerous things, including the Hapra HaKamocha. And most explicitly in 39, Hilkos Ovel, Parakut Aleph Aleph, Mitzvah Sasei Shal Divreim Levaker Cholim Olachem Avei Levalos Gamei Olach Nisakala Levalos Ahorachim Ulisas Lotzer Kura Moses Alakoster Veleich Lufon of Lisbon Lach Mavalikor Vechem Lishamecha Kolav Lakala Vechosim Ulisadim Vechosim. All these things, right? Nisham Aveilim Bikur Cholim. These are all the Rabbanan, but he says Afa Pisha Kol Mitzvah Divreim Harei Hein Vechlal Vehatrecha Kamalcha. You're all under the Hatrecha Kamalcha. According to the Rambam, Vehatrecha Kamalcha doesn't require as positive. So now, let's go back to that Marsha, so the Kashi of Marsha comes up again. Okay, the Marsha said, why do the other Rishonim and other than the Targum Yonas and everything put it in the negative? Because Vehatrecha Kamalcha doesn't mean act positive, because that will be a contradiction to what Chayecha Kodmin. Well, according to the Rambam, the Atzilah Chamocha, Taka is a contradiction of Chayecha Kodmin. The Rambam doesn't formulate negative. You understand what I'm saying? I'll say it again. The Marsha says that the reason the Smag and others put, or the Targum Yonasan puts the Atzilah Chamocha in the negative, is because if you put it in the positive, it's not true. You'll run into Chayecha Kodmin. There'll be a steer in Chayecha Kodmin. Therefore, they say, no, it's not a positive. This means avoid harm. But the Rambam can't stay like that, because the Rambam says the Hatzav Kamocha is positive. There are things you have to do. So, Mela, aren't you running to Chayecha Kodmin? So, the Rambam doesn't call Chayecha Kodmin. maybe that's why the Rambam does Bircha, because he hopes it'll be, that's what I'm suggesting. Maybe if he doesn't call Chayecha Kodmin, it'll be attack a steer to Hatzav Kamocha. Now, again, I'm not going to say that the Rambam, in the case of, you know, the two guys in the canteen, were passing about Mitura. I don't think so. But he didn't want to give a blanket ruling, Chayecha Kodmin, because it's not always going to be true. A little like we said to Benin Sim. There are going to be exceptions. And by the way, take a look at Mesuz Yisharim, Parakut Aleph, Mesuz Yisharim, 40. He says, Alkein v'atar v'chol v'chol shakol nichobo. V'hamtah kamocha. Kamocha b'li shum hefrish. Kamocha b'li chilukim. B'li tachbulus. No chachmas. No kuntim. Kamocha mamish. So the Mesuz Yisharim says, what does the hamtah kamocha mean? Mamish kamocha. Well, that's not chayecha kodin. So therefore, Ram doesn't bring Chayecha Kodmin. It's the old way. Now, again, full disclosure, but the Ramban holds not that way. The Ramban holds that the Chayecha Kamochi says the Haflogit, the exaggeration, and so on. Okay? And it's interesting, the Urayim goes back to that shot of the Black Sea. The Urayim, in a different Mr. Simon Kufman, hey, the old version of Memvav, he says, Lahachios of Chayechicha Imach, he says, Umechlau v'Chayechicha, Lamadnu Lifdosim and Hashvi, Ulahalbish, Lachilo Baravan Lashkos, Talbish of a car and hold him in the wintertime, or Lachilo Baravan Lashkos, and so on. Very interesting. Look what Biraim says. Biraim says, under Vechea Chicha Imach is what? Provided with clothing. All the things the Rambam said is under what? Because of Kamocha. Why did Biraim put in the Kamocha? Because Biraim said, Mahatha Kamocha only means the negative. Okay? So everyone, it works out. The Rambam didn't quote Chayecha Kodmin, but he put it under Mahatha Kamocha. Right? And maybe that's enough. I'm just suggesting maybe there's an auxiliary reason why the Rambam doesn't quote Chayecha Kodmin, because he said the Hatzav Kamocha. And since in many cases, yes, true, not in the case of Ben Petura, not in that extreme case of the Kuch Nefesh, but in other cases, it's not true. The Rambam would say it's not Chayecha Kodmin, perhaps. Kamocha, like the Mr. Shom, Kamocha Mamish. And we see such an idea that even the word Imach, we said, doesn't Imach mean Tafel? Right? Doesn't Imach mean Vechech Imach so good? The Rambam doesn't touch that, but isn't that what the word means? There's an interesting thing. In Parshas Re'eh by Eved Ivri, the Torah says in Perikot, that's Rav of Dvarim, Tzufim Pezayin Yudzayin, right? This is the Eved Ivri, who goes out after 6 years. Now, after 6 years doesn't mean the Shemitah, it means after 6 years he started working. Or in Yovel, no matter when he started working. But anyway, so what happens? And he wants to go out, and Bahar Kiyomer Elecha and Pesach Zayin, Lo Eitein Me'imach, Ki Yahefes Beisov, He told Lo Imach. He likes staying. You know what? There's a nice family. They have a beautiful home. Nice home. I can afford that. They have room and board. They have better food. I want to stay here. So that's when you know we take him to the next pasuk. Well, the prophet I'm going to tell you, take him to the door. You drill a hole in his ear, etc. So anyway, what is Kitoblo Imach? Kehachicha Imach. The Gemara says in Kiddushin 44, Chafam and Alpha Kiddushin, Netanya, Achi Toblo Imach, Imach b'machol, Imach b'nishte. When you have an Eved Ivri, you have to be with you in food, with you in drink. What does it mean? Okay, you can't, if you have an Eved Ivri, you can't eat delicious first quality bread, and you give him black bread or whatever, stale bread. Okay. Officer says, Yain Yosha, you drink this delicious wine, you give him a grape juice out with him, or sour wine or whatever. You're going to have a steak, and he can have, chunk of light tuna. Okay, I can't do that. You lie on this beautiful, soft mattress or hard mattress, whatever you like better, and he lies on the floor on a straw. You bought an evidibri. It's like you bought a new adult. So Tosas is bothered because you're popping out. What do you mean you bought an adult? You have the chief equal. That Tosas is kind of equal. What do you mean like you bought an adult? Not higher than you, is he? The Tosas says, yes, he is. He quotes Yerushalmi. So I couldn't find exactly what Yerushalmi was, but he quotes Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, let's say the guy's only got one pillow. The guy's only got one comfortable bed. So says the Yerushalmi, no, gets it? The Eved. Okay, he says, Sark Limsal out of a highly, yeah, that's a theme that's going out, yeah. The Eved gets it. That's what it means, Kona Odom Lazmo. So thank you. Why? Because it says, Kitol Lo Imah. So Achronim asked, so how come in our parsha, V'cheyach Recha Imach means Chayach HaKotet? So yet over there, Imach means Yahweh. Imach means Yahweh guy gets it then. Okay? So again, this could be another reason why the Rambam doesn't want to get involved with Chayach HaKotet, Chayach Recha Imach, because Imach doesn't always mean that. Okay? So the Atzmus Yosef with the classic counting condition of Chofan Aleph, there 46. He asks this kasha among others. He says, how come we say Imach means Chayach HaKotet, and here it means the Eved, the Kotet for the Adon, right? He says, well, because of the context. Because why would the guy want to stay? He told Lo, and Imach means he's getting a wonderful treat. But the Maram shifts. Not every time. Okay, that's true. Anyway, that's what shows the point of the case of Eved Yotzer HaKlal. The Maram Shif gives interesting a different theory. The Maram Shif says, you know why it's different? So let's talk about the water case for a second. Let's say, okay, I have to give you the water, right? I have to give you the water. 1 second, then what happens next? Just to give me the water. He says, my life's on. And I have to give you the water. And he has to give me the water. So back and forth. Meanwhile, they both dropped it. And they're still they're arguing, you know, that, someone did an experiment once with a dog, I think, you know, that they put the bone of the food equal distance from the dog to it. And they couldn't decide which one to go to. It's top dead, you know. Right? So that's the case over here. But by the end, it only has one pillow. So it's not, and not only that, but the other one, the Eved is not going to give it back. The Maram Shif. The Maram Shif is a different character. It means you switch off. One day I get the pillow, and you get the pillow. That's what he says. Okay, anyway, the point is that what do you see from there? That sometimes the Chayim of the other guy is called, and maybe that's why the Rambam doesn't want to quote the Din Chayim HaKomer all the way. If you look in Hilchos Avodah and Perek Aleph HaTes, Rambam writes, call Eved Ibrahim, Chayim Avodah L'Shavot Samlo. He doesn't quite quote this din. I point that out. The Rambam would help me if he did, but he doesn't. The Rambam doesn't quote that you have to give him if you have only one. He says the din kalakon evidibi kon adon atzon. Yerushalmi says the Tosfos quote, but he doesn't. He says you have to be equal.
Why? Like a fish. Why is the evidibi better than my next door neighbor?
Right. So the Rambam says there's a special din by evidibi because the kibol lo imach katan. But otherwise, it's a problem. That's, and again, to me, it works because the Rambam. That's what I'm going to quote this.
Yeah.
So some in general, not our sugya, I think some of the Kedushin says, you know why? Because you're depriving the Eved by buying an Eved Ivri. What are you depriving? We should mix this. I forgot what it was. It's, you're depriving
Maybe Peru?
Maybe Peru. Something else we'll see. I don't know. You're depriving us. That's why you have to give them extra. Okay, anyway. But the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Membeis Os Yud Aleph says, again, the Rambam never brings the Yerushalmi of Kol HaKona Eved, okay? And he says maybe because the Rambam holds the Yerushalmi is against our Gemara, Minchas Chinuch is not like me, but I have to be honest to quote it. The Rambam, why does the Rambam quote that then? You have to give it to the Eved, it's on the one pillow? It was it, because the Minchas Chinuch says, because the Rambam holds, yeah, that's the Yerushalmi. But that's not the Baal he's about, so why is he different than next door neighbor? Exactly what you said. Right? He says, Efshar Sober Rambam, like 4 lines down, it was Shalom Sosa, Shashonim, Matthias, Perkaz, and Eshach, that's like, and the Dharm with the Mayan, right? He says, Chayacha Kodmin. Therefore, Kitova, who called Rambam, hold it to the Machlokas. So it's not clear. Okay? I just want to point out an interesting thing. There's a Yosef Engel. One of his many swarms called Chosen Yosef. Okay? So that's his commentary on different things in Kedushin. It's actually on the house in the room in Kedushin. You know, it's called Yud Dalin. He raised the same cash also, and he says, well, 1 second, you know, if the Svar of some of the Achronim, Ram Shif, and others is right,
that the reason I have to give him the water is because then he'll have to give me the water. I'll have to give him the water. What if the second person is taka like the adon, like the eved, who also doesn't have to give it back? Let's say, this says the Chosin Yosef, this angle was chaf. He says, let's say it's a cotton, okay, or someone's not obligated to mitzvah. So then he's not obligated to give me the water back. So in such a case, if the svara is because we'll keep going back and forth, well, that svara doesn't work with a cotton. That svara doesn't work in all cases. And taka, says the Yosef angle, you have to give it to him. Not chayach kodesh, even kodesh rekiva. That's a tremendous chiddush. But Alfi Svar, it makes a lot of sense. Again, it's another reason why it doesn't quote Chayach HaKolman. The Beis Ephraim, just to finish up, the Beis Ephraim, in Tshuva, Chelek Ebenezer Simon Samach, he has a different. But then get what I'm saying, so I'm trying to point out, I guess, how to summarize, that Chayach HaKolman is not automatic. There are a number of exceptions. There's a number of variables, and in some cases, Taka would be that. Maybe that's why the Rambam didn't want to quote. Maybe because of the keep
because the cash is not the pop of the cash, why they could dip.
So why they quote the whole din by them to turn the key? Right, okay, good. Good. So now comes that good segue. Okay, this wasn't a setup. The good segue. Okay, see there's my shot. So, because all it explains so far is why the Rambam doesn't make a blanket statement. He doesn't quote the din of Chechimach, but you know, the question is why, in the case of Taka Ben Tura Kiva, should have mentioned somewhere that two people in the desert or whatever, and then. Yeah. So the Beis Ephraim says something else. The Beis Ephraim is all my girl. It's clear. Kevin Ezra chooses in Psalm 49. He says that they quote the Gemara, the Rekiva, and everything. And he says, Arambam, second last line, Lo, hey, he's at the Puro. Yesh Loma, Shesolach Hama, Shekosu, Perak, Aleph, Milchus, Lestaf. He relied on something he said elsewhere. Okay. The case of Isha Shoda, Sama Kasha Lele. Okay. Here, let's take a look at it. 50. Rambam, Milchus, Lestaf, Perak, Aleph, Lestaf. Right, a pregnant woman, or more than pregnant, she's in labor and delivery, right? So, and it turns out that the baby is causing a threat to the mother's life while the fetus is still inside. The mother's life takes precedence, okay? And even if you have to destroy the fetus, the mother's life takes precedence. Okay, like a rotor, fine. That's what she says to me, that's your good record. But, Pima Shahotzi Rosho, Ein Nogin Moshe, Ein Dochin Nefesh, Mitnei Nefesh. You can't push aside one life for another. So says the base of fine. Once the Rambam passed him like that, so then pastures, if I have a canteen of water, I don't have to push aside my life for you. I ain't saying
that. I'll have
to. So the base of fine says the Rambam relied on the fact that he already covered. I explained why he didn't give a broader statement, Chayach HaKodman. Now, why didn't he quote the din in that particular case? It says the base of fine because he relied on that. The Moshe Feinstein, by the way, look at the Moshe. You do see, by the way, in terms of Chayach HaKodman, other dinim. It's not. There are other cases where it's clear that your life, that's why I called this year, whose life come first and whose needs come first. Because even in the case of needs, for example, if you take a look at the Parshas Re'ei, Perek Tezvot, Kosek Dalet, Barm, 51, Efes Kilech Le'Evion, right? There shouldn't be any poor people. So the Gemara of Messiah, the Mishnah says, Avedosho Be'Vedis Aviv, Avedosho Kodemis, Avedosho Be'Vedis Rav, Shalom Kodem. I lost something, I'm looking for something, so did my father, so did my Rebbe, my own belongings take first. I take precedence. Avedosho Kodem. You know, in that sense, Chayach HaKodman, in such a case. All right? Don't make yourself poor, so to speak. You don't have to impoverish yourself to do other things with other people. Right? However, look back at the word. Even so, and this is part of my point, Josh explains, strictly speaking, yes, you're right, your Aveda comes first. But if you're always going to take that attitude of looking out for number one, only for yourself, you're going to eventually come into need yourself. Right? You should go lift me, should I give a little tactic, and so on like that. And the Rambam Paskin, so it's the Aveda for good days, Alacha Aleph. Misha Avdel Aveda, Pog, Vedis, Vedis, Chavero. If you have to stay in Chavlach, I can return your item to and give it back. Well, if it's too heavy, I can't carry both. Back, you know, my own item and your lost item. So then, Avedos HaKodemis, a feel of it is, Avedos Shalom Kodem Chol Adam. Yours comes first. Shulchan Aruch also. Your day is in Reishman Bay, Sifam. Hey, Avedos HaKodemis, yours comes first. Similarly, Choshen Mishpat. Nichos Avedos Metzias, in Reish, Tamach Dal, Sif Aleph, Avedos HaKodemis, but, second line at the end of the line, Vakotikin Yeshua, Avedos HaKodemis, Lefnimish, Don't always be medaktik and say your things come first. Again, chayach hakomin is not blanket. Okay, don't always be so medaktik. And the Sma explains why. As I said before, the Sma there in Reish Tanach Dalet, the cotton bays, below the doctor, and she says, why? Perusha, maybe chol dover, dvar hatzolos machaber, yachol avalim solos tzad heter, veloma, ani kodem. You can always find a terrorist to explain why I got to take care of myself first. You'll never do a chesed to anybody. There's always something you can come up with, an excuse, even a legitimate excuse, right? Because with Trochash, I can absent Chovi, or Spata, or they show me, I said, go do this mitzvah right now, I'll give you your lost item back, I can close the business deal right now, somebody else, I'm a loser. There's always something you can come up. That's what the Sma says. Okay? Okay, whatever it'll be. Okay, similar, yeah?
We're seeing from the Chayat
HaKonim,
whoever says supposed to be
an
expansive category.
Yeah, but you see, they're all learned. You want to say it's only limited to the case of Gemara.
Well, I mean, the Chayat of Gemara is, I would think I have saved this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but Mature didn't bring a Pasuk.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's why some people don't say, don't put a Mature, because this has a Svar. But that's why Britain, I mean, also, it's a similar language. I mean, also called them as, and by the way, Gemara said the Mayan show, but they also said that's water. Well, it's also life and death, I guess. Yeah. It's also life and death. Okay. So then there's a further machlokas. What if I need water just to wash?
He has water
yeah.
to give it then. Yeah. What if the water's up ahead?
Yeah, for Chaim. Right. Well, I said the water's up ahead. Right. Have to water. So Chaim said it wouldn't apply. Okay, don't you on the water. I think called it like that. Yeah. Let me just finish up quickly. Same thing, by the way, by Chevy. The Harius you give him an about a high who Chevy. Who called him Rabbo? You come first. There's a shulchan like that in the Rishon days also. Just want to mention an interesting thing again, just for the point. A person's own needs for Maisa, whether you put on the Chayach HaKomen or not, and we'll see in a second, even the Torah does. Your point, Yaakov, but you're right, but the Rishon didn't learn that way. Even the Rishon, you know. So there's a story in Malachim Aleph Perek. Now we have time to even start now. There's Elio, the Isha Tzarfatis, the woman from Tzarfat. Tzarfat is in France, I mean, whatever the city was, right? So anyway, at the end, he wanted the time of the family. He wanted the drink. But anyway, so she says it says at the end she should give to herself and then to her child. So let's look at the tour 62. Dilchos Taki, or a day it's in race and Aleph. Kosev and Sajer. Chayav Adam Lahakdim Parnasoso Lechol Adam. I take care of my parnasa. I don't have to give stoka until what? I take care of my own needs. I come first. Okay, that's chayach kol chayach chicha. Okay, and he quotes that story from Meili Anobi. The Tashbetz, right? Shout to his Tashbetz Chelik Mil Chelik Beis from Kuf Lamet Aleph. Okay, I feel in a lot of who's talking about the starness, not the other, who called the whole other. And he says, Kamosha Amma Be'ezel Meshach. I'm just showing you that all the, and you're right, I'll be smart, but all the Rishonim, I mean, even Rishonim, you know, expanded Chayach HaKodim. And he brought the Gemara Horius with the Meshach. So, that, and the Sochas patterns like that. The Chastaka, Rashi, Jose, Rashi, and Al-Suv Gimel, Ramo, actually. Parnosos, or Atzmo, Kodem, Parnosos, or Atzmo, Kodem, or Odom. The Eno Chalvos, is Sochas, Aichi, Yilo, Parnosos. And the Biragos says, where's the case? Biragos says, where it come from? Temperature. Right. Everybody wants like that. You are going to go and go, huh?
That's okay.
Now, why do I bring all this in? Very interesting. Or Moshe Feinstein, we come back to the Rambam. Why did the Rambam call Chayach HaKodesh? So we said the Beis Ephraim says it's because he relied on something that said, Hukuz. Now that we've expanded Chayach HaKodesh, which we said before, the Rambam doesn't always expand it, it's very good. The Rambam, Moshe points out, Igus Moshe, Yehudei Chelik Alex, Puf Mem Hei. He says, Bar, Bekino Chidus, Dulo Nemar Klau, Mr. Stoker, Kishis Torch Vatmo. It's a very interesting, sharp distinction. The Moshe says, by the mitzvah of stocker, the mitzvah of stocker applies only if I can afford it. What do you mean? Is that obvious? Yes, he says a different thing. You know, the mitzvah of lulav also only applies. What if I can't afford a lulav? I can't afford this. Oh, whatever the amount there. Unless I can't afford it. Right? I can't afford a lulav. So, says the difference like this. The Moshe says, if I can't afford a lulav, I'm still mechuyev in the mitzvah of lulav. It just so happens I can't do it.
Okay, onus rachman patra whatever. I can't afford it, but I'm still the etzim mechayev mitzvulu. There's a motion of and it came by tzokim. If I don't have the mitzvah money to give tzokim, there's no chiyuv. Don't I have a chiyuv? I can't do it. A tenai, a condition, a necessary prerequisite in the din of tzokim is having the money, because otherwise, look at the three words of Moshe. He says, the ain't can be clear rock shame the other time because this is lulav ukadoma sha'af kisha ain't low badai who mechayev ulikur of rock shu onus mechayev. Ella the ain't a mechayev klal mitzdoke ella kisha yeshu yosu mimasha tzarek la'atmol oza tzore. Not in the part of the mitzvah apply. Exactly. And he says, right? That's the Moshe's lumbus. He says, look, the inei Rambam parag zayin nukhuz matnas aniyim kosa, I printed in 67, Ram writes, "Mitzvah selik to the stock of anim kafi mashal ani im haisa yad hanosay masekhet." Ram doesn't like you buy a little, then you can afford it. Pasay took you buy a little, then you can afford it. If you can't, you buy a pesto, you can afford it. But here he says, "Im haisa yad hanosay masekhet." But of course, the chayachim mach yitzu balei. But anyway, so back to Moshe. Moshe says in the last paragraph, he says the second last one, the middle one. The Ramam Reish Parak Zayin Asim Kasa Mitzvah says, "Eselit in stock of haisa yad hanosay masekhet." Mashma do tenai b'chiyav ha-mitzvah. Below kishar ha-mitzvah, I'm going to rock kishay yeshlo. Mishulchol ha-mitzvah ha-chiyav alav, b'chol ofen, rock sh'on ha-mitzvah. Abo b'tztokim, u tenai b'chiyav, the rock kishay yeshlo yishlo. And so now he says, why is that? Why is that a tenai b'tztokim? Because chayach ha-kodmin. So the Rambam does quote chayach ha-kodmin. Where? Hilch b'tztokim. Right? Hilch manasiniyim. He says, the nimsa shenokar a Rambam din de Rekiva. We asked all along, why does Rambam quote the de Rekiva? He does. He brings it in here with regard to Parnassus, with regard to Tzedakah. Upashut shetanai zeh, whom he quotes, the Mechei Achichimah. You know what I mean? The Rosh says it's Pashut, that it comes with Mechei Achichimah.
The two-star win the point.
Again,
the only Rekiva is public.
I know, when you have it toward the other side. I hear what you're saying. Okay. But in any event, that's what Moshe says also. So now, even without the base of prime, saying it's based on a Ram Hillel's attack, I ain't talking about heaven.
Look, it's not the dying tool. Of course, the island Ram will disagree.
In Ben Matura's case, is when you have one campaign. So he says you have to split it, and you're both.
But you're saying Ben Matura would. You're saying Ben Matura would agree here.
Yeah, I'm saying,
here, I can't afford to get stuck. Why can't I afford to get stuck? Because I just don't have the funds for it. But I do have some funds, so
yeah,
split whatever I have in half.
The
same man as the water.
No, you want to say that
the book is not relevant.
Why?
Why not? Maybe Ben Tour extended the same industrial case is just put the money.
Why?
But not according to Moshe's law. Moshe's law is that there's no chiyuv. I don't know, or whether he only holds it in an extreme case of Pikul Nefesh, and not like all the others, I'm not sure. I just ended off with the, from the Balatang and the Geras HaKodesh, Parak Zayin, and if you're not, you know, into so much Chassidus, so the Chassukim says, same idea, in the Ordeh Simration of Aleph Stitei. So basically they say what we said before. The Balatang is complaining that people are poor and they're not giving stock. They're poor themselves, they know they're poor themselves, but they don't have much, but they're not giving anything. It's not right. He said, who's going to, you know, people need more. Okay, he says, where do you draw the line? You know, how can I get stuck? This guy needs bread. I love steak. I don't want to pass up a steak dinner tonight just to give this guy bread. I need it, right? The need's a very subjective word. Okay, I need it. So that's what he gets. I call it the Balatani saying, don't, you know, it's true. Like we said before, you can always potter up. I say, I can't give the guy begging me for money. What am I going to do? I got to add another room to my house. I don't have money to give stuff. Where do you draw the line? So, Balatanya says, you know, as you double shovel is saying, he says, as you double shovel. You know, he needs bread. You have, you know, you want to have a fancy dinner. You know, Zerach Mishpacha, Boss of then you shouldn't say. And I tell Hashem do the same thing. Because, you know, the guy's a Balabai Shoshu. He's got lots of food, lots of clothes. He wants another suit. I have Shabbos and Yom Tov. I need two different suits. You know, so.
whatever. So you get the idea. But in any event, this is just, as I said, an interesting, you know, different application of and I wanted to bring up what I was thinking about this in 2 weeks ago about the Kamocha. And maybe based on that, I'm not sure. That's another reason why the Rambam doesn't quote it. I'm not sure. I didn't really say this. I'm not sure it's right. But it makes a certain amount of sense, and it fits in with what these other Achronim are saying in the Pshat of the Rambam. Okay, which I want to go in Shabbos.